Hello and Happy New Year. This is Barbara Nebraska and it is January 5th, 2010. And also Happy Epiphany. Tomorrow is the traditional day for the Epiphany, January 6th, but in my classroom we celebrated it yesterday and we continued the celebration today. On Monday, we do the blessing of the classroom, and I modify a tradition that my mom said that she used growing up in a small town in Nebraska. The priest would come around to each house. He would bring a piece of chalk, and he would bless the home by writing something on the top of the doorway. So what we do is I take a piece of brown construction paper and a piece of chalk and write on that. I cut a piece like a 6 by 12 inch piece of brown construction paper and put it up on the doorpost. Since our doorpost is metal and it's painted blue, I wanted to have something that looked like wood. So what we do is we begin our prayer service with the sign of the cross. And this is what I read yesterday. It is the time of Epiphany. We honor the wise men who followed a star. God still leads those who want to find the Savior. God's glory will be shown to all of them. And then I had two students. I broke this reading into parts. It's from Matthew, the story of the wise men. And then I take the piece of chalk. I walk up, I have a little step stool. And I mark above the door with the chalk 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 10. And the C stands for the traditional name of the wise men Caspar, the M for the Melchior, and the B for Balthazar. And then I read this prayer. Lord God, fill this room with kindness for one another and with respect for guests. Fill us with the wisdom to seek Jesus always, now and forever. And then the last part should be the blessing with holy water and sprinkle holy water into each corner of the room. But in the busyness of the day, I did not bring holy water from home. And Father Jeff usually comes on Thursday, and this week he is unable to come. So we just read the prayer, and I said, you know, next time Father Jeff comes, perhaps he can sprinkle holy water in each corner. And the prayer was, Lord God, fill every corner of our world with safety, peace, and love. Guide us to the glory of Jesus, our Savior. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I sent home a copy of that blessing of the classroom. Boy, and I'm not sure where I got this. I've used this for like 10 years, so not sure where this is from. I feel kind of bad. I don't know where that's from. And then I also, on the back side, I sent home something for the home use, and the family could have a prayer with their children. And the prayer was, peace be with this house and all who enter. Blessed be God forever. Bless our home, Lord. Bless all who live within it. Bless those who come to visit. In this new year of grace, may our love for one another shine as brightly as did the star of Bethlehem over Christ. And to this, let us all say, Amen. So that's a nice activity to ring in the new year. I also hung up a banner I made several years ago. It's purple, and then I have some gold, three gold crowns and a gold star. And we had a Three Kings party several years ago when the boys were little, and we feasted, had a fun time with that. And then we also watched a movie, The Star of the King. Boy, it was a Pauline video made in like 1983, and the kids loved it because it's the old-time animation, and that was a nice little video we watched today. So, wishing everybody a Happy New Year and a Happy Epiphany. Bye!